For the record, baby, we
Love
live.
Talk Radio.
You, hey, damn, way,
you know what it is, me,
yeah.
Jump, watch this,
yeah. Soon as I step in the spot, they ask if I do it alive. Know that I'm smoking a bed, so I might just practice the block. But first I had to go and chop up with chops. Now I'm getting straight back to the guap. You would think I'm just like a rope, cause I'm familiar with the knots.
For the record, ain't nobody in my view. They can't do the shit I do. They ain't moving how I move. For the record, ain't nobody in the way. I just stay in my own lane, cause I gotta get the cake in the bank.
That's what my main objective. All of my girls selective. I ain't talking about what, I just like to wreck shit. She know how I do. If she slide it, then I'm wrecking. I just bust a move, then I get straight to a check, yeah. Pay me for the way I sound on anything, yeah. You know if I hit it, then you can't complain. Oh, cause it's a certified hit, a fucking classic. The way I beat up a beat, you would think that I'm domestic. Keep my violence silence, niggas don't want no problem, test me. I got people with me that really catch them bodies daily. Tell them not to come over with that rah-rah, they can't play me. Got my brody with me, he aim it up and take off faces. Okay then,
for the record, ain't nobody in my view. They can't do the shit I do. Moving how I move, yeah. For the record, ain't nobody in the way. I just stay in my own lane, cause I gotta get the cake, get the fame.
Fly guys are pros, this. For the record, the movement. What state are we choosing? Ain't no way that we losing. Picture me losing with nothing but winning. Full of this world with nothing but sinning. Don't try to play me, I eat you for dinner. I'm not a beginner, I make it so shiver. One thing about me, I always deliver. Anytime, any place, money, I get it. Shake to the top, playboy, don't sweat it. From the BX, playboy, I get it. Making these moves and you know they gonna hate it. When we show love, they gon' hate us. For the record, sometimes you gotta take it. Energy don't lie, I never gotta fake it. Y'all know what we do, y'all know what we represent, and I am Flock Gaza. Hey yo, John Thomas, man, this shit for the record.
For the record, ain't nobody in my view. They can't do the shit I do. They ain't moving how I move. Yeah. For the record, ain't nobody in the way. I just stay in my own lane, cause I gotta get the cake, get the fame.
Yeah. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Fly Gaza, for the record radio, where the independent artist matters the most. It's Fresh Friday, y'all. Man, I know y'all haven't heard us consistently. The team is on a break right now. You feel me? They're on a winter break. They're taking their vac. You already know. We're going to keep it moving. They're going to slide through, though. Don't get it confused, man. Shout out to the team, man. Solid people around me. Intelligent people around me. Don't take shit attitude around me. I love it. It's a cold world, but this is for the record, baby. And we here. Yo, shout out to everybody who's supporting us. I see y'all watching in the stories. I see y'all supporting everybody. That's what this is about. It's about networking with each other and making hip hop great again. Stop playing. Shout out to all the independent artists working hard, man. I see y'all. Keep grinding. Keep dropping shit, man. Because this is what we do it for. We do this for the independent artists, man. Y'all already know, if y'all listening right now, y'all can be a part of the show. Just call that number, 929-477-2425. That's 929-477-2425. I do have my special guest. I know you've seen the flyer. It was everywhere, man. Shout out to everybody who supported that, put it in their story, shared that shit up. Shout out to Facebook. They definitely support a lot of independent artists come from there on For the Record Radio. Man, you know what? I'm going to let the man introduce himself. In the building, you already know. Talk to them, Q.
Yo, what's going on, beautiful people? It's your boy Kwesi in the building. I'm a Southern Soul artist. I'm working hard, man. I've been doing a couple things, man. Been on tour with King George, couple names, Jeter Jones, and, you know, I'm just in the building, man, doing my thing, working hard, trying to come up.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, man. Shout out to everybody who grinds with this guy, man, and actually sees him. If y'all don't know, y'all about to find out. Hey, yo, Q, if you don't mind me calling you Q, it just comes off quicker. Give the people your Instagram for me, man, so they can go and follow you and really see what you do.
Yeah, definitely. Y'all can always go check me out on any social media platform at @IAM_Quasey. That's Quasey. Also, if you want to lock into the upcoming events and everything, I also got a website. You can go to QuaseyMusic.com. Once again, Quasey is spelled Quasey.
Hey, yo, go follow him right now. This guy is an entertainer. When I mean an entertainer, he comes dressed to impress, though. Let me tell you, bro, you get fly, G. Your gear you wear, G, to your performances, I give it to you. You can tell you well thought when you dress. You got artists that'll wear anything. You know what I mean? They'll come right off the block and go and perform. I can see you take your time and your entertainment. So my first question of the night is, when did you start taking music serious? At what age?
Well, I was really very young, man. I grew up around music. My mom did talent shows and everything while I was growing up. She had her own little music group. She was the first woman I heard, and it just sent chills down my spine. I was real young. I'd say about maybe 8 or 9 years old when I first started trying to, you know, emulate different artists that I would hear, different CDs that I would listen to. I used to steal my sister's CD player, take it to school with me and listen to different artists and just try to mimic them and sound like them. I guess I really picked it up real seriously when I was probably in middle school. I've always been an athlete, man. So playing sports and stuff like that, you know, you after school, when everybody going home on the bus, you know, you stand back after school and you practicing and stuff like that. One day I was in the classroom and I'm waiting before football practice and I just start singing. Next thing you know, I look behind me, it's people standing at the door, like a whole crowd at the door just listening to me like, oh, man, you sound good. So that's when I really, you know, knew I had something. And professionally, I've been doing this since 2016. You know, I rocked the stage with a couple different big names. I used to be in a group. It was called Endure. We did a couple tour dates with Babyface, been on the stage with people like Life Jennings, Fantasia, Mint Condition, just to name a few.
How was it being around celebrities like that? What was the feeling? What was the energy like? Describe it to the people.
It's always a humbling feeling, man, because, you know, you see these people on TV, see them in the movies, see them on the big screen, and then when you get around them, it's like, wow, man. And then you see how much work they put into their craft, and then you really understand why this person is who they are. Like Babyface, for instance, man, like watching him do his show, like he's a perfectionist. It's like you see him go on the stage, you see him demand the crowd, and it's every night. It's the same thing. It's just crisp, and you understand why he is who he is, and it's just – it's a real humbling experience to be able to share a stage with somebody like that. And then, you know, a lot of times the guys end up being cool. You know, you never know how a person is going to be when you first meet them, if they're going to be stuck up or standoffish. But Babyface is a real cool, soft-spoken guy, man, and he'll talk to you. And, you know, if you ask him, he don't have a problem responding to your questions and stuff like that. So picking up knowledge and getting some gems from these guys, it's been real helpful in my career, you know. So it's a real humbling, amazing experience to be able to actually talk to some of these guys. And then if you're able to foster the relationship, you actually get their contacts and you can keep up with them and talk back and forth with them. So it's been a real blessing in my career, man.
Man, artists, independent artists, I hope you're listening to this man's story. That's his story, you feel me? Relationships are everything, y'all. Build, connect, network, do business the right way. You know what I mean? And you could take it to the limit. I agree with you, man. You know, sharing the stage with those guys right there that you mentioned had to be an amazing feeling, man. You know, great artists to be a stage. And I'm pretty sure they accepted you well, too. Just like the people about to accept this taste. Yo, tell us a little bit about this song called Taste, bro. That's the first song I heard. I need you to let them know where you was going with this.
Well, Taste was, you know, coming into the Southern Soul, man. I haven't been in the Southern Soul lane that long. I started off R&B, and then I just, you know, as an artist, you like to, you know, try your artistry, you know, hone in on different things to see if you can, you know, do different stuff. So I went into the Southern Soul lane because it was wide open, man. I grew up listening to Southern Soul, and I just tried my hand in it. When I came across this song, it was really because I was able to see the type of things that, you know, people around my age and the places that I like to go, like the lounges and stuff like that, what they really like to hear, man. Southern Soul people, they like to hear a little raunchiness, you know what I'm saying? So, like, they like stuff that's a little explicit. So Taste is really just about, it's something that everybody know about, everybody can relate to, you know, if you do your thing in the bedroom, you know, women going to want you to taste a little something. So when I wrote Taste, it was just basically expounding on my experience with, you know, that one chick that just put it on me so good, man. And then once she let me get a taste, it was over with, man. I just couldn't get enough. So
I know the fellas know that girl. Everybody has that one, Clayson.
Exactly. And that's exactly where I was coming from with that song.
So, man, do me a favor and introduce this song to the world.
Hey, everybody. It's your boy, Clayson, and you about to hear this song, Taste. I hope y'all like it.
I done met up with this girl at the club, and she done let me come back to the crib. She done gave me a little taste, y'all, and I ain't even gonna flex. I can't get enough. But let me tell you what I told her, though. You done let me taste it, and I sure enough ain't gonna waste it. No, might as well pour it on up. Ain't no need to chase it. No, it's gonna be a long night. I'm hoping you can take it. Yeah. Bed strong, cause I'm hoping we don't break it. I woke up early this morning, had our love making stuck in my head. This woman gave me the time of my life, might be the best time I've ever had. She knew how to ride it, she knew how to roll it. She let me put it anywhere that I want. How to move it, she knew how to use it. Anything you could imagine, she could do it. You done let me taste it, and I sure enough ain't gonna waste it. No, might as well pour it on up, ain't no need to chase it. No, it's gonna be a long night, I'm hoping you can take it. Yeah, get your bed strong, cause I'm hoping we don't break it. She gave me that right now, baby, good love. Let me sing it again, it's that good love. It's right now, baby, good love. You done let me taste it, and I sure enough ain't gonna waste it. No, might as well pour it on up, ain't no need to chase it. No, it's gonna be a long night, I'm hoping you can take it. Strong, cause I'm hoping we don't break it. You done let me taste it, and I sure enough ain't gonna waste it. No, might as well pour it on up, ain't no need to chase it. No, it's gonna be a long night, I'm hoping you can take it. Yeah, get your bed strong, cause I'm hoping we don't break it. That good love. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Good old love, that love to make you say, good. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. She put it on me so good, I just couldn't get enough.
You done let me taste it, and I sure love ain't gon' waste it. No, might as well pour it on up, ain't no need to chase it. No, it's gonna be a long night, I'm hoping you can take it. Yeah, get your bed strong, cause I'm hoping we don't break it.
Yeah, for the record radio. You already know we here. Tune in or you fucking tuned out. It's your boy Fly Gaza. You already know BX in the motherfucking building. 929-477-2425 is where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host, Fly Gaza. We here fresh Friday, man. I know it's Friday. Y'all about to go out and turn up after the show is done. I appreciate you, but while you listening, make sure go and catch an Uber home, catch a Lyft home. Don't drink and drive, y'all. Y'all already know what it is. That's what we do around here. Make sure our people living right a little bit at least. Hey, yo, Q, man. What was the energy? What was the energy in that studio while you recorded tapes?
Oh, man, everybody was bobbing. Even the engineer was like, oh, yeah, this a hit right here.
The whole vibe.
Engineer, engineer rocking, man. Everybody in there jamming to the beat. It's feel good music, man. That's why I love Southern Soul
right.
so much, man, because it's just the energy on it is out of the world, and it just feel good and make you feel good and make you want to move and dance. So,
yo, definitely, definitely. I like the wordplay you used in that though. Good bars, those are good bars. I like that song. You got those songs I like. I ain't even gonna lie. When shit put me on,
appreciate
I was like,
that.
Hold on, I like this. This right here is different. It's a whole vibe, man. It's positive vibe. Still having a good time. You know what I mean?
For sure, for sure.
So, callers, I see you there. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. I see y'all there. Yeah, they lined up. They want to talk to you, Q. You know what I mean? They lined up. They not playing. We're going to let them talk to you in a few. So my next question is, for independent artists right now that may be listening or maybe catch the show later, what's a gem that you can give them on the come up, man? You know the grind. You know the studio time, the videos, man. Drop a little gem on them.
Look, for me, the most important thing, man, is your face card, man. If you say you're going to do something, stand on that. Do what you say. Because in this industry, it only takes one time for you to mess up or rub somebody the wrong way, and then they will not mess with you. And a lot of times when you're getting booked for shows and stuff like that, it's about who knows you, how your face card has been. If you've done something shady to somebody, you never know what crew that person is in. So that person that's trying to book you for the next show might go to that person and be like, hey, how is it working with Quasi? Is he a good artist to work with or not? And if your face card ain't clean, all that person got to say is, nah, like I ain't really like rocking with him that much. And then you done. Like, so keep your face card clean in this industry. Do what you say you're going to do. Don't oversell yourself. Don't try to, you know, step over people to get to people that you're trying to get to. Do everything in decency and in order, man, because it's real important. That'll get you real far in this industry.
Message. Hold on, let that shit marinate. I bet. I hope y'all caught that. He's giving you game right here on For the Record Radio, man. You already know he ain't playing no games. So do you have any performances that might be coming up or projects that you might be dropping in the near future here?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, man. I'm always working on new music for sure. And I do have a couple shows that are coming up, big shows. I got one actually on the 27th of this month. It's going to be in Augusta. I'm going to be on that show with the Southern Players, the guys who did the song, the Platinum Award-winning song, Dickie Ride. Also, a couple other artists are on that show that have a lot of traction that's going on right now. I'm also going, the next day after that, I'm going to be on the show with Soul For Real. I don't know if you remember the song Candy Rain.
Yeah,
so I'm going to be on the show with them. And actually, that show is going to be in Atlanta at a place called Cigar City Club. It's one of the hottest cigar spots, lounges in Atlanta. Then next month, I'm all booked up, man. I'm headlining the show. It's a pre-Valentine's show in Little Rock, Arkansas. They already saying that the show is pretty much sold out, man. I got different artists that's going to be opening up for me on that show. And a lot of things coming up, man. I got some festivals coming. Then on Valentine's Day, I got another show that I'm doing. I'm always constantly working, man. There's so much stuff. I got to keep a calendar for all this stuff, man. Then another big show I got in California that's going to be on the 17th is going to be with the Temptation Review with Paul Williams Jr. And then David Ruffin Jr. is on the show. And that's a real big one out in Orange County, California. So I'm rocking. I'm moving, man.
Man, that leads to my next question. And I know a lot of independent artists coming up need to figure this out sometimes. And you probably can drop some sense. How do you manage to be in all these places and make it to it? You said you got a schedule book, but what's the key, Doug? How do you stay up? What's the grind really like? Give us the insight.
Man, you really just got to be built for this, man, because if you really want it, you're going to do everything it takes to get it, man. It's times where, you know, I don't get no sleep. I might have to do 2-3 shows in a day sometimes, and you just got to get it, man. You got to want it that bad because it ain't no downtime, you know what I'm saying? When you down, there's somebody else working hard to get in your spot. So while you hot and you moving in there and you got the traction, you got to keep it going, man. So you just got to be on your stuff, man. And like I said, you gotta keep your relationships tight, man. You gotta keep your face card clean because once it starts getting going, it's like a snowball effect. They're gonna keep calling you, man. They see that you doing your thing. They see that you're a good artist. They see you got a good head on your shoulders. You're reliable. They can depend on you. They're gonna keep calling, man. It's different people now that like I did a venue at a restaurant and I packed the restaurant out. Now the manager is like, "Hey man, can you come do this every Friday? And we'll give you the door, we'll give you some of the bar and like can you come do this and do that?" And it's like it's a snowball effect, man. So you just gotta be on it and you gotta be willing to take what's coming. You know, just be reliable, man. And you gotta have a team, man. It's so important to have a team because I have a team that's behind me, and they really be doing their thing, man. Like, they keep me up on what's coming up. Hey, they calling me every day, every other day, like, hey, remember we got this, such and such going on. Then, you know, people that's right here in my circle, they're like, man, you know, remember you got this. We put this in the calendar and make sure it's at such and such time. So it's important to have a team, man. But if you don't have a team and you got to get it by yourself, that's just what you got to do, man. You got to be willing to grind. It's about the grit, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to show, you know, who really wants it. It shows, man. It's a lot of artists out here saying they want it, but they're not willing to put in the work that it takes to get it. And it's real work, man. It's not play. You got to be willing to get up and grind because you got to go to these places. You got to be seen. You got to get out of the house. A lot of people just, you know, it's nothing wrong with making a whole bunch of music and getting your catalog straight because you're going to need that too, but you got to be seen, man, because with music, one thing I've learned is it's out of sight, out of mind. If you're not in these people's face, if you're not performing, if they don't know who you are, they don't really care, you know what I'm saying? And music is so delicate like that. You got to stay in these people's face and you got to be doing the work.
Yo, he ain't lying, y'all. If you want it and you that hungry, you go out and do what you got to do. That's what the man is saying, man. I appreciate you saying this because I know there's people listening, and a lot of independent artists don't get it, how much motivation, self-motivation you need if you're really doing this by yourself. There's a lot of artists out there who don't have a manager and a team and all that. They're doing it by themselves. And I salute those artists because I know it's hard. But the whole thing is how hungry are you, man? How hungry are you? And there's a lot of hungry independent artists out there. Salute to them. Salute to you, man, to your grind. You know what I mean? I'll throw you the flowers right now, man, because you grinding. It shows it. You saying it, and it lines up. You know what I mean? And I could tell by the way you're speaking, you're mentally focused for this. This is for you, Dougs. You keep doing what you're doing. You ready? You ready to take these callers? They still here waiting for you.
Oh, yeah, let them come through. Yeah, for sure.
Bet. Let's see who the first caller is. Caller, who are you, where are you from, and what do you do? You live.
Whoa. Hey, this is Mayo calling in. I'm from the beautiful city of Lynette, Alabama. Quay say, shout out to you. You said some real stuff, man, and I really enjoyed you being around, being in the atmosphere with, and every time you perform, you make the crowd go crazy. So make sure y'all tap into my voice for real.
Alabama.
I appreciate that, man. Much love. Appreciate that.
Man, that's what's up. So, caller, who are you? What's your name?
My name is Mayo.
Yo, Mayo, thank you for calling in. You have any questions for my interviews?
Yeah, I do, actually. Question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you know, in your grind mode, you know, it can kind of get hard, you know, you can find yourself getting down and stuff like that. How is it that you're able to reset?
Man, I just pray, man. I pray I keep God first, man, and ask him for the strength to keep pushing me and give me the endurance, man. That's a strong prayer that I pray just about every time that I pray. I'm asking for endurance, man, because one thing about it, God never said anything was going to be easy. So I don't ask him to take away none of the hard times. I just ask him to give me the strength to get through it, man, and that keeps me going, man. And I think about my why, man. I got so many people that's relying on me, you know, and stuff like that that I'm grinding for. It's not just for myself, man. So all those type of things keep me strong and keep me going.
Hey, that's real, Quay. Well, I appreciate that. Definitely keep God first. For sure then.
So, Alabama, before we let you go, you got any shout-outs you want to give?
Definitely, yes. Like Quay said, I want to give a shout-out to Pop, my God. Shout-out to him. I want to give a shout-out to ATL on Fire. Been going crazy lately. So I definitely want to thank them for giving me an opportunity to be able to work with them and run into great people like Quay.
Well, always remember,
hey,
the same number you call. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yo, Alabama, just know we got Q in the log, so if you ever want to call in when we live and order you a taste or a stay or a Friday, you go ahead and call in and request it, and we're going to honor it, okay?
Hey, okay, I'm going to lock that in. I'm going to for sure be tapping in.
And that's for the record, baby, for the record, where the independent artist definitely matters the most. Thank you for calling.
Definitely. Y'all have a blessing.
You too, man.
You too.
Man, that's love, man. See, the energy like that is what I love to hear, man. You ready for the next caller?
Sure. Definitely, man.
All right, let's go. Callers, don't hang up. No man or woman left behind on For the Record. Let's get to the next caller. Caller, who are you, where you from, and what you do? Let them know we live.
That's it.
Yep, that's
Hello?
You, sir.
Okay, that's me. Oh, yeah, definitely. I just want to give a crazy shout-out to Quay Say doing his thing. That's my G right there. This is boy K-Swap, ATL on Fire. You know how we do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bro. Just tapping in.
Let
yeah,
me ask you,
well, congratulations,
you
bro.
You sound like an artist. Are you an artist?
I'm a whole bunch of different things.
Oh. All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to let you give the world your social media so they can go and look you up and see what you got going on, brother.
I know that. Well, Instagram, of course, is ATLONFIYA, ATL on Fire.
Hey, yo, go follow him right now. I know who it is. What's up, brother? How you doing tonight, man? Thank you for calling, man. I appreciate that.
Most definitely, bro. Y'all have a good night. Quay say salute, brother. Salute.
Hey, salute, my brother. Appreciate you for calling in.
No doubt. All right, peace.
Man, that's love right there, man. The support is real, y'all. Hey, yo, Q, give them your social media one more time for the people that probably just chimed in now. We at the 30-minute point. Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, y'all go check me out at @IAM_Quasey. That's Quasey. Also, go check out my website at QuaseyMusic.com. Once again, Quasey is spelled Quasey.
Just like that, y'all. Go look him up right now on all major platforms. If you like a good vibe, but still up-to-date feeling, like you was giving me old school vibes, and you giving me 2024 new shit, so I like that shit. Y'all going to like it, too. Go and look him up. Now, we about to play a song, and I'm going to ask you a little bit about this song when we get back. All right, Q?
For sure.
Let's get it then.
Oh, oh, baby, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Why won't you just stay, baby? Why won't you just stay with me? I do your body so good. Promise that you never ever wanna leave. Why won't you just stay, baby? Why won't you just stay with me? I treat you good and lay the wood. Promise tell me where you wanna be. Why won't you just stay? I met a pretty lady yesterday. She looked so good, oh, I wish I could put it on her in every way. Now you're fine as hell and you've grown as well, so it ain't no need for filters. You're a torch of peach and you're thicker than a stick. I wanna eat you like a candy liquor. So just come over, baby. It don't matter if it's day or night. Cause once I put it on you, girl, I promise I'ma make that body feel alright. Why won't you just stay, baby? Oh, won't you just stay with me? I do your body so good. Promise that you never ever wanna leave. Why won't you just stay, baby? Won't you just stay with me? I'll treat you good and lay the wood. Promise tell me where you wanna be. Why won't you just stay? And you'll never have to be alone. Whenever you need this loving, girl, then you know you can call on. You've been thinking about it for a while now, so it's time to put it into action. You can use me like you need to, girl, cause I'm here for your satisfaction. So just come over, baby. It don't matter if it's day or night. Cause once I put it on you, girl, promise I'ma make that body feel alright. Why won't you just stay, baby? Oh, won't you just stay with me? I do your body so good. Promise that you never ever wanna leave. Why won't you just stay, baby? Oh, won't you just stay with me? I'll treat you good and lay the wood. Promise tell me where you wanna be. Why won't you just stay, baby? Oh, won't you just stay with me? I'll do your body so good. Promise that you never ever wanna leave. Why won't you just stay, baby? Oh, won't you just stay with me? I'll treat you good and lay the wood. Promise tell me where you wanna be. So just come over, baby. It don't matter if it's day or night. Cause once I put it on you, girl, promise I'ma make that body feel alright. Why won't you just stay, baby? Oh, yeah, baby. Whoa, whoa, baby. Oh, yeah. Woo! Why won't you just stay, baby? Oh, won't you just stay with me? I'll do your body so good. Promise that you never ever wanna leave. Why won't you just stay, baby? Won't you just stay with me? I'll treat you good and lay the wood. Promise tell me where you wanna be. Why won't you just stay?
Yeah. Okay. You already know we here. It's Fresh Friday for the Record Radio. I got my man in the building right now. Hey, yo, Young Cray, why you do him like that? Why you do him like that? Yo,
man.
I like that. You know. I like that. I'm starting to like this a lot now. Let's go. That's super, too. Tell them a little bit about this song, Stay.
Well, Stay is just that song where, you know, actually, when I wrote this song, what came to my mind was, you know, taste was first. Remember how I told y'all how the girl put it on me, so she gave me a little taste. But then, you know, after she gave me the taste, she was trying to get up and put her clothes on, and she felt like it was time to go. I said, I said, hell no, baby. You gonna put all that good thing on me like that, baby? Hell no, you got to stay.
You better stay.
You got to stay. So that's where that came from, man. That was the inspiration for Stay right there, man. When I do my music, man, I like to tell stories in my music, man. So they all go together with each other, man. It's a whole storyline.
Man, I like that. I like that. That's facts, because then you could just play the whole thing through.
Exactly.
Play the whole thing through. Make it make sense. That's what I'm talking about. Yo, if y'all don't know who's in the building right now, man, yo, let them know who's in the building, fam. Let them know. Tell them who you is.
Yo, it's your boy Kwesi in the building, baby. Southern soul artist / R&B artist. Just an artist in general, man. I don't like to be in the box, man. But I'm on this Southern Soul journey right now, doing big things, man. Rocking with different people like King George, you know. Been in the room with different people like Jeter Jones, Miss Connie, Sky Watley. Sky Watley is real hot right now in Atlanta, man. So, you know, different artists. And I'm working with a lot of different artists. If y'all know who Mike Clark is with the song Auntie Outside Tonight, man, I'm real cool with these cats, man. So, doing big things, man. Just trying to do music that feels good to me and feels good to the soul.
Hey, yo, Q, I got a question, man. Out of all the places recently that you performed, where was the most that you loved performing and you was vibing and they were vibing with you? Which spot was that?
Man, okay. So I just did, in November, I did this show. It was called the Chitlin' Strut. I don't know if you know anything about South Carolina, but sadly, South Carolina, they have this yearly tradition. It's called the Chitlin' Strut. It was 75,000 people out there, man, and it was crazy. Like, they love Southern soul music. I mean, it's the Chitlin' Circuit, you know what I'm saying? So they out there. The venues out there, they selling chitlins and all kind of country foods and stuff like that. And people just out there in droves, man. They brought their chairs, brought their snacks, people out there and they hot rods and all that type of stuff. And they just out there trying to enjoy some good Southern soul music, man. And they was vibing with me hard, man. I can't wait to go back to the Chitlin' Strut. That was a big eye-opener right there. Those type of places like that, South Carolina, North Carolina, Alabama, different places like that on the Southern Chitlin' Circuit, man, they definitely vibe. So that was probably the biggest show that I've done thus far with 75,000.
Wow, that's amazing. I want you to go back there and catch that energy again, because I remember many, many times artists have went to places and that energy you get from the crowd, it's just like, it's like a different type of high. Would you agree?
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's a rush, man. It's a rush.
Yeah. That's the word I was looking for. There you go. It's a rush.
Yeah.
Yo, you ready to speak to these other callers? Callers, do not hang up, because no one gets left behind. Let's get to this next caller, see who it is. Caller, who are you, where you from? And what do you do? We live.
Kwesi, what's up? This your girl, Toya. Had to call in and check out my boy.
Hey.
Make sure, you know, he on there with Flat Gonza. That's my bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
it right there. What's going on?
I'm doing good. You know, have to make sure, you know, he always be asking me, who you got next for me? I was like, I got somebody different than somebody for you. I was like, I got a Southern Soul artist. He was like, oh, hell. So,
let's go.
You know, so you know, it's kind of outside of his genre. So when I brought it to him, he know I'm not gonna really bring him no garbage. So if I bring it to him, he like, yeah, they got to be fire. So he like, all right, let's do it. I'm like, all right.
Anytime.
So,
Anytime. That's a big fact.
Sure.
And hey, I want to thank you.
Look, I appreciate you for rocking with me the way you do, man. Big shout out to you and the whole team, man. I definitely love y'all, for real.
And see, Flack, when I say he be on point, we was even yesterday out at a music school, and they had some filmmakers there and stuff. I called him, like, 10 minutes, he was there. He was like, "Hey, I'm coming." So, you know, that's real dedication. Like that right there just opened the doors for him to be on this reality TV show we got coming up and some other stuff. So, you know, by him, you know, cross-referencing as well, which they'll hear the song. You know, he's like in the hip-hop side. We got a hip-hop artist on there and the Southern Soul side. So, you know, he basically crossing into both markets. You know, so everybody can, you know, tap in and check them out for sure. And me, the favorite song, Friday, that's the gangster song right there. So everybody got to make sure they check out Friday, check out the remix so you can tell them what he got on his hip. So, you know, that's the song. That's the song right there.
Friday. Okay. We haven't shown that one yet. I'm leaving that one. That's the next one. We ain't going to drop that one. They not ready.
They not ready for that.
And it's Friday, you feel me? We gonna drop Friday on Fresh Friday, you know that.
So much stuff. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. If you can give one gem to these independent artists, because you help many, since I've known you, you've always helped artists, man, and you always go hard for them. If you can give them one gem, what would you tell them for the ones that are listening?
To make sure that they don't, like, just specialize in one genre. Like, me and Kwesi, like, he's a really good person to work with. You know, like, if we go to these events and it's more, like, hip-hop, then I'm saying, okay, well, maybe this is an R&B vibe. Okay, well, this is a Southern Soul vibe. So, you know, a lot of people, like, I really cussed somebody out yesterday, and I'll say that live on the air and say, hey, you know, one artist, not Kwesi, but another artist, is only in the Southern Soul side. Why he got to be on the hip-hop side? I'm like, for one, Atlanta's strictly hip-hop. So by him being Southern Soul, and he's at all these hip-hop shows, then that means everybody want to work with him because he's something different, and they crossing over from Southern Soul and hip-hop. So, you know, people, like, got to understand they can't just, like, stop one genre. Even the show, like he was saying, coming up in Arkansas, he got 25 hip-hop artists, and he the only Southern Soul artist. So that means they're opening up for him, and they outside. So that means everybody opening up for him, and we, like, we don't care that they hip-hop. Our money is green, so let's go.
What? Message. Hold on. We're going to let that marinate. I hope they caught that, because I'm telling you, they dropping gems tonight, y'all. Yo, sis, I appreciate you calling, man. You know, we always here for you at any time. And anybody you rocking with, you already know we rocking, girl. You heard?
Yep, that's what's up.
Big facts. Stay right there. Don't hang up. We're going to go right to this next call, all right?
All right.
I bet. Hey, yo, that was deep. That's a hard-working woman right there, y'all. Hard working. If I ain't met no hard working woman when it comes to doing what she gotta do and actually stand on business, that's just right there, y'all. I better tune in. You ready to get to this next caller?
Let's do it.
Let's go. Caller, who are you? Where you from? And let them know what you do. We live on the radio.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, my name is Vanessa. I'm from Atlanta, and I do have a question for Kwesi.
Definitely. Go ahead. Shoot.
Okay, so I listen to, like, all kinds of genres of music, and including Southern Soul and hip-hop and all that. And with Southern Soul, sometimes the artists kind of sound alike, but with Kwesi, he kind of has a different sound, so and it's refreshing. So I kind of wanted to know, like, what artists do you draw, like, inspiration from, or, like, do you – you know, like, who do you listen to in the Southern Soul, you know, arena? So, yeah, that's my question.
Okay. Well, you know, as an artist, I like to study my craft, and I listen to a lot of the greats, man. I grew up listening to people like Marvin Cease. Also listen to a lot of King George because he's killing it right now. I also like this guy. He's called Young Guy. He's pretty dope, man. But I listen to all the artists from Sir Charles, Jeter Jones. You know, I love all these guys. All these guys made Southern Soul what it is today. So, I mean, and also, you know, it's not – Southern Soul came from the blues. So, you know, if I can go even back further than that to, like, Johnny Taylor and people like that, man. So it's just – whole collage of people that I actually listen to try to hone in on my craft. But right now I'm rocking with King George real hard, man. I like his vibe. I like his style. He keeps it fresh. You know, he got a little bit of the old school and he keeps it new. You know what I'm saying? So definitely rocking with King George hard right now.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to have to look up who that is right there because I don't know of him. But I'm going to definitely look him up for sure. I want to hear what he's
got. Look up the song, Keep On Rolling.
Keep On Rolling. Okay, bet. Definitely. Well, I want to thank you, Atlanta. You got any shout-outs you want to give?
Oh, for sure. I definitely want to shout-out ATL on Fire. Man, they've been rocking with me hard, and I love them, man. They really, really are some good people, some hardworking people. And some reliable individuals, man. K Swab, Toya, Mayo, man. I love y'all. Thank y'all for calling in tonight, man. Much respect to everything y'all doing. Like I definitely have the utmost respect for y'all. I also want to shout out my mother, man. My mother, she rocks with me hard. Shout out to Vanessa for calling in. You know what I'm saying? And just my family, man. You know, I do this for my family. And I do this ultimately for all of y'all. So everybody that's listening that can hear the sound of my voice right now, I'm shouting all y'all out, man. Much love. Keep rocking with me. I got a lot more to come. Y'all just stay tuned. And definitely shout out to you, my brother, for having me on your platform. And I respect everything you do because without y'all, we can't be heard, man. So I'm respecting everything that you do, man. Anything you got coming up, if you need me, whatever I can do, bro, I'm there, bro. Just holler at me.
That's love, baby. One DM away. You already know. I'm going to even drop you my number after this show, man. I felt that. Energy don't lie. That's one thing on For the Record Radio. Energy don't lie. You feel me? Energy don't lie through people's music, and energy don't lie definitely when it comes to this interview because I could tell that you really, really want this, brother, and I respect your grind. And I know if Sis is rocking with you, oh, yeah. Like she said, she called you in 10 minutes and you were there. You feel me?
Sure.
Yeah. Speak for itself. And I know you didn't pay Sis to say that. So all you artists out there, make sure if you ain't grinding hard, just stop. Just get a regular job. This shit is hard. It's harder than you really think. And if you don't have that energy to wake up every day and put 110% in what you love to do, whether it's a dream, you want it to be a career, whatever, it's in your heart, you better go as hard as you can because there's always an independent artist wanting it more. Think about it like that, y'all. Stop all those people with the music in the vault. Let that music out. Don't hold it in. You never know where it could take you in this world. You ready for another caller, Q?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. Let's see who it is. Caller, who are you? Where are you from? And what do you do?
Oh, yeah. This is your world uncle.
Yeah.
This is your world uncle. Uncle Different.
Uncle Different. What's in going? The building.
Yeah. Man, I've been
yo,
listening in.
And Different, y'all.
Oh, yeah, that music right there, let me tell you, it took me back to Clarence Carter. Oh, that music right there.
To get a Sunday.
The name is Clarence Carter. Okay, you need to look him up. Man, let me tell
you.
Well, one of his songs is I'm Stroking.
Yeah,
and
I think
that,
I know
that,
what you're talking
that,
about.
Oh, yeah, when the officer pulled up next to the car parked in the parking lot, and he knocked on the glass because it was all fogged up, it was getting down, and he rolled down the window, you know, because back at that time, you know, you had to roll down the window. There was no electric windows. You roll down the window, and the officer said, "What you doing there?" He said, "I'm stroking. Mm-mm. I'm stroking." I know you had to hear that song. If you if you follow any type of music in the South, that's one one artist. You got he's got all different kind of music, and it's awesome. And it took me back. I was sitting down just relaxing. I was sitting down relaxing, listening to the radio and in conversation, and I had to stop and go get my earpiece. I said, you know what? No, I got to pay attention to this one, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, your visit to the show as a guest was well appreciated tonight. And I want to send an applause and a shout out to everyone that called in tonight that appreciate you, have seen you perform before. And it's not only the performance. You sound like an artist that you touch people's hearts.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. And that is awesome. So I really appreciate it tonight. I mean, I appreciate your music. Yeah, I appreciate your music. I want to give a shout out to Flock Gaza for having you on the show. It's awesome. And the two young ladies that called, the last two callers, let me put it that way, they was awesome also. They appreciate you for what you do in your craft. And I love the way you sent out some gems to all these young artists coming up. And the show was great.
Hey, man, I appreciate those words, man. That really means so much to me, man. I always, you know, I don't take anything for granted, man, when I hear things like that, man. It makes me want to keep working harder, brother. I really appreciate you.
Man. And I'm not going to forget your mother. I want to give her a shout-out. She did a great job. And you gave her a shout-out. So, yeah, I hope she's listening. I hope she's listening in. I love that when we appreciate our mothers, you know. So it's Mother's Day every day. So, Mom, I'm sending you flowers and an applause. Did a great job. And we love you here at For the Record Radio.
Man, your uncle different, man. We appreciate you here.
Oh, yeah.
If y'all don't know, he's
well, you know,
I'll be back.
I'll be looking you up. I'll be looking you up on your Instagram. And I love to promote good music. Good artists coming up, or that been coming up forever, and we just don't know about them because they're very independent, like yourself. And you know, you have a big fan base, most likely. You know, you've performed in a lot of places. You've been traveling around the world, sharing your music, showing your love. So I know you got fans all over the place.
Right.
Just by hearing the music that I have heard so far, I gotta follow you. That's next. That's after the show.
Oh, for sure, man. I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and if you're gonna probably see an Instagram that says Gaza Rick. That's me, and it's your world uncle. And I'll be checking you out. So just accept me when I hit you up.
Oh, for sure, no doubt.
Yeah.
And your
just
uncle different,
out,
man.
And said, this ain't gonna be the last time we're gonna hear from you. So.
Hell no. We definitely gonna have him in rotation. Believe that.
Much love, brother. I appreciate all the love.
Big facts. And your uncle different. Stay right there, cause if you think you like stay and taste. Hey, yo, introduce Friday for me, my G. We're going to hit him with the
Friday. Well, you know everybody got their party song. Everybody got their party song. So, you know, I had to create me a party song. And it just so happened to be Friday. So we're going to party like it's Friday, baby.
It's Fresh Friday. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. No time for no sleep. All right.
got my shorty riding by my side. Hopped out the shower, I'm looking good. Feeling myself just like I knew I would. Got my best shoes on, brand new cologne. Listening to Marvin, let's get it on. About to leave out the crib, about to hop in my whip. Case somebody wanna act crazy, got that thing on my hip. About to leave out the crib, about to hop in my whip. Case somebody wanna act crazy, got that thing on my hip. Call up on my partner, see what they gon' do. My homie picked up the phone and told me he coming too. I'm going out on Friday night. There's a party on my Friday night. I got my best clothes on, my favorite tie. I got my shorty riding by my side. There's a party on my Friday night. I got my best clothes on, my baby's tight. I got my shorty riding by my side. About to leave out the crib, about to hop in my whip. Hey, somebody wanna act crazy, got that thing on my hip. About to leave out the crib, about to hop in my whip. Somebody wanna act crazy, got that thing on my hip. Call up on my partner, see what they gon' do. My homie picked up the phone and told me he coming too. I'm going out on Friday night. There's a party on my Friday night. I got my best clothes on, my baby's tight. I got my shorty riding by my side. I'm going out on Friday night. There's a party on my Friday night. I got my best clothes on, my baby tight. I got my shorty riding by my side.
Man, it's Fresh Fridays. You already know it's your boy Flock Gaza, BX in the building. Hey, yo, Q, man. I want to tell you, you keep making this type of music, that shit going to make you travel the world, bro. More than you traveling now, you heard? It's just...
Hey, I appreciate
it
that.
It touches the soul. You know, yeah, we got drill music. No disrespect to anybody, I'm going to say, but you got hip-hop, drill music, reggaeton. You got all this other music, but there's just something about this genre of music that I've never heard so much of. You feel me? But, yo, bro, you got something. Don't let nobody ever second guess you on that, G. You got this shit. You heard? It's in the bag.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank
you,
bro. Thank you.
I'm
going to talk
to you not on the radio. You got this shit, bro. Travel with this shit as far as you can. Alabama, Atlanta, so on and so forth. Keep grinding hard, keep making it when they call you, and you can make it right there. Keep doing that. Because like you said, your face card is everything.
Most definitely.
Everything.
Most definitely.
All right, we got some callers. You ready to take this next caller, brother?
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
They here. Let's see. We just came from Florida just now. Let's see where the airplane takes us. Yo, caller, who are you, where you from, and what you do?
Yo, man, what's really good? It's Radar Raps out, your boy Boss Body Trey Hill in from Minneapolis, Minnesota. You already know the fucking deal. What's good, my brother? What's good?
Yo, Boss Body Trey is in the building, Minneapolis. What up? We here. I got my special guest in the building. You got any questions for him? You heard his music. What you thought about it, Trey?
Man, hey, man, I just want to keep hearing some of him, man. I like that last song, that Friday night, man. Was definitely your vibe, and like you said, man, it's just tough to soul, man. I could definitely hear that shit playing the barbecue for the whole family, you know, grandmas, aunties, nieces, daughters, everybody, you feel me? Everybody is vibing, feel me? Drinking their hands, dancing, enjoying themselves. I like the type of music, bro. It's definitely a vibe.
Appreciate that, my brother. I appreciate you.
Yes, man. Yeah, man. I just say, man, keep spending some of him, man. I definitely like bro, man. I'm definitely gonna tap in. Heard you give out the social media, so I'm gonna definitely tap in and follow him. Nah, man. Yeah, man. Keep doing your thing, bro. I'm definitely liking music, bro. Like
hey, much love, brother. Much love. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, yeah, I didn't catch too much of the music. I didn't really caught the last song, so I'm gonna have to, you know, go back, really tap in and see what you're all about, bro. So far, man, it's so good. Last song, like I said, as long as hell, I like it, man. Like a long ass vibe. You feel me? You get this, I was in the motherfucker just vibe me and the song. You feel me? He in the back seat smiling, so he just knows music.
And that's dope, yeah, man. Appreciate it.
But yeah, man, hey, me, y'all can follow the boy Boss Body Trey, man, all social media, BOSSBODBYTRAY. Indianapolis, Minnesota. Anybody need videos, photography, hit your boy up. Beats, podcasts, interviews. Fuck with your boy, man. We in this Boss Body Entertainment. Let's get it.
Hey, yo, this guy right here, he's also an independent artist, Q. He's been grinding hard, very, very hard. You know what I'm saying? He's an up-and-coming artist. He's still younger. You feel me? His music is very, very versatile. You know what I mean? You're going to have to check him out. And you see, he's doing videos, artwork. He got his hands in everything that involves the whole industry. He's a kid of many trades. He's a grown man. But he's still got that fire in him, you know what I mean? He still got that fire on him. I ain't gonna lie. Yo, Trey, man, I appreciate it, bro. And I am gonna, after the show, we all gonna go on Instagram. God's willing, we're gonna go on Instagram and y'all gonna get to speak to him himself. So stay in tune. Make sure everybody goes to the Photo Record Radio Instagram. We're gonna go live. You heard?
Let's get it.
For sure.
Now, my last question to you is, do you know this remix right here?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I think he said, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know who's on that remix right there, though? Let the world know.
Oh, yeah,
bro.
Man. For sure, man. That's my boy Trey Banz on the remix with me, man. This dude, man, is a fire artist, man. Ever since the first time I worked with him, man, it was like magic. This dude is such a knowledgeable guy, man. He knows a whole lot. He dropped a lot of gems, man. He's a veteran in the game. He's been doing this for a long time, man, and it definitely shows on him, man, like for real. It was a blessing to be able to work with him, man. It's a lot of stuff we got coming up, man. Me and him working together, man, it's going to be magic, bro. So this dude, definitely keep checking in, keep watching this guy, because I definitely be following him and stuff like that. He's a really great artist, man.
Yeah, we have to bring him back. It's been about a year since we interviewed him. We have to bring Trey back. I know he's got a story for us, man. He grinds so hard. That was actually the first independent artist Sis put me on to. And I was like, damn, he's going real hard. How does he sleep? Where does he get his rest?
Yep.
But like you said, if you're hungry, you're going to do it. You're going to make it happen.
Exactly.
Time is nothing. You know what I mean? Real talk. Hey, yo, I got a surprise for you, though. I got a little surprise for you, Q. You heard? Let me know if you know anything about this right here.
Wait.
Talk to them.
Hi, Quincy.
Oh, man, that touches my heart, man. Oh, my God, that was so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's a surprise, Bob. We here, man.
Wow.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. You want to hear Friday?
Yes.
Let's do it then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Just go to work all week. Ain't no time for no sleep. All right. I'm going out on Friday night. there's a party on my side of town. I got my best clothes on, my favorite tie. I got my shorty riding by my side. Hopped out the shower, I'm looking good. I'm feeling myself just like I knew I would. Got my best shoes on, brand new cologne. Listening to Marvin, let's get it on. I'm about to leave out the crib, about to hop in my whip. In case somebody wanna act crazy, got that thing on my hip. About to leave out the crib, about to hop in my whip. In case somebody wanna act crazy, got that thing on my hip. Call up on my partner, see what they gon' do. My homie picked up the phone and told me he coming too. I'm going out on Friday night, 'cause there's a party on my side of town. I got my best clothes on, my baby tight. I got my shorty riding by my side. There's a party on my side of town. I got my best clothes on, my baby tight. I got my shorty riding
by my side. Ben, let's ride. My baby, I'm tryna take you out. Come ride with the real one, you know I run the town. Yo, ask you the lame, he kept you in the house. Born in the north, but she level when I'm south. Real boss, she gon' take it off. Yeah, my little freak, get it in. Only with her man, 6 days of the week. Disappear, right under the cover, let's play hide and seek. Call me plumber, I'ma switch the pipe, flickin' in your seat.
Call up on my partner, see what they gon' do. My homie picked up the phone and told me he coming too. I'm going out. Night. There's a party on my side of town. I got my best clothes on, my baby's tight. I got my shorty riding by my side. I'm going out on Friday night. There's a party on my side of town. I got my best clothes on, my baby's tight. Got my shorty riding by my side.
I want to thank everybody who called in. I want to thank my special guest, yo, Q, man. Mad love, bro. Your fucking vibe is impeccable. Your grind is respectable. And if they don't respect you, don't keep them next to you. You feel me, G?
For sure, my brother. And I appreciate you,
yes,
too.
Sir.
Big shout out to you, bro. I respect everything you're doing, my boy. Appreciate that.
Man, we here, man. We got us, man. That's the saying, man. We got us, and that's for the record. Who else we got if we ain't got us, right?
For sure.
And, yo, if y'all tuned in, we going to tap in on Instagram. Let's see if Q pops up. But until then, I'm playing his songs all over. Let's go. Let's stay with him. Hey.
Oh, baby, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Why won't you just stay, baby? Oh, won't you just stay with me? I do your body so good. Promise that you never ever wanna leave. Why won't you just stay, baby? Oh, won't you just stay with me? I treat you good and lay the wood. Promise that you're where you wanna be. Why won't you just stay? I met a pretty lady yesterday. She looked so good, oh, I wish I could put it on her in every way. Now you're fine as hell and you've grown as well, so it ain't no need for filters. You're a Georgia peach and you're thicker than a stick. I wanna eat you like a candy licker. So just come over, baby. It don't matter if it's day or night. 'Cause once I put it on you, girl, I promise I'ma make that body feel alright. Why won't you just stay, baby? Oh, won't you just stay with me? I do your body so good. Promise that you never ever wanna leave. Why won't you just stay, baby? Oh, won't you just stay with me? I'll treat you good and lay the wood. Promise that you're where you wanna be. Why won't you just stay? And you
have to be alone. Whenever you need this loving, girl, then you know you can call on. You've been thinking about it for a while now, so it's time to put it into action. You can use me like you need to, girl, cause I'm here for your satisfaction. So just come over, baby, it don't matter if it's day or night. Cause once I put it on you, girl, I promise I'ma make that body feel alright. Why won't you just stay, baby? Oh, won't you just stay with me? I do your body so good, promise that you never ever wanna leave. Why won't you just stay, baby? Oh, won't you just stay with me? I done met up with this girl at the club, and she done let me come back to the crib. She done gave me a little taste, y'all. And I ain't even gonna flex. I can't get enough. But let me tell you what I told her, though. You done let me taste it, and I sure enough ain't gonna waste it. No, might as well pour it on up. Ain't no need to chase it. No, it's gonna be a long night. I'm hoping you can take it. Yeah, get your bed strong, cause I'm hoping we don't break it. I woke up early this morning, had our lovemaking stuck in my head. This woman gave me the time of my life, might be the best time I've ever had. She knew how to ride it, she knew how to roll it. She let me put it anywhere that I want. She knew how to move it, she knew how to use it. Anything you could imagine, she could do it. You done let me taste it, and I sure enough ain't gon' waste it. No, might as well pour it on up. Ain't no need to chase it. No, it's gonna be a long night. I'm hoping you can take it. Yeah, get your bed strong, cause I'm hoping we don't break it. She gave me that good love. It's right now, baby. Let me sing it again. It's that good love. It's right now, baby. Good love. You done let me taste it, and I sure enough ain't gon' waste it. No, might as well pour it on up. Ain't no need to chase it. No, it's gonna be a long night. I'm hoping you can take it. Yeah, get your bed strong, cause I'm hoping we don't break it. You done let me taste it, and I sure enough ain't gon' waste it. No, might as well pour it on up. Ain't no need to chase it. No, it's gonna be a long night. I'm hoping you can take it. Yeah, get your bed strong, cause I'm hoping we don't break it. That good love. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Good old love. That love that make you say, yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. She put it on me so good, I just couldn't get enough. You done let me taste it, and I sure enough ain't gon' waste it. No, might as well pour it on up. Ain't no need to chase it. No, it's gonna be a long night. I'm hoping you can take it. Yeah, get your bed strong, cause I'm hoping we don't break it.
Giving brain, that's insane.
me. Tried to run from her, she pulled me close, she's trying to flip me. Swallowed a whole big, nothing left, man, she ate me. Said she don't like it mess, clean me up, kept the baby. Fuck her from the back like a dog, bitch, I'm Scooby. Put it in, pull it out, then I lick the booty. Hold you a cutie, fuck your face, fuck your boobies. Suck me while I'm smoking doobies, fuck me while I'm watching Tubi. It's Dizzy on the track, big trick, trying to do me loose. I thought you knew me going hard, that's my duty. You know I'm a fool, you rub the clip with the tool. Pop the perk, now she a bad Barbie bitch, bowling. Put the pussy on me. Put the pussy on me. Put the pussy on me. You a bad bitch, gonna put that pussy on me. I go swimming in her pool, make her shake, make her drool. I'm a nerd, but I'm still cool, best tatted in my school. Met her in 09, didn't fuck to 1-5. When I did, I broke her spine, then I went and wrote this line. Hacking at lunch, I got juice, don't get punched. Take your bitch and then I hunch, smoke the leash and then I munch. She the breakfast, I'm the brunch, I'm nasty, uh-huh. What you tell a bitch? Put that pussy on me.
Stop and go. Bitches be watching when I'm going hard. Don't know if she thought about blinking though. Hey. Check what I'm sipping. Don't wanna be nauseous. That's probably the reason I drink it slow. Yeah. Lil' baby Wiley, she with us the river. I promise this bitch finna sink a boat. They wanna block where a young nigga going. Just know you a pussy, can't be the goat. I really hate social media. Niggas be demons when they try to make a post. Put him in the street with the same animosity. He wouldn't know where the fuck to go. Bitch, I'm Blackhaven 100. I been getting on it. We 20 deep at the show. I never had me a room in my life. All the boy ever knew was sleep on the floor. Balance what matter. With shit that's irrelevant, man, I just knew I just had to go. Shawty be sneaking when you not around. You should've knew that you had a hoe. Rewind the strap when you enter the hood. It's best that you go somewhere that you know. Niggas be fooling, might as well be bitches, cause they really sweet as a cantaloupe. Proud of the shit I accomplished, I just can't be comfortable holding the weight I told. Make the ass give me that, I got my feeling back off and I'll blow the bitch off for show. Baby ass give me that, I got my feeling back off and I'll blow the bitch off for show. Give me that, I'm finna go take the city back. Run up them numbers, you need any products. I'ma bring it back. Top it like Chris, make nigga dance. Stomp through the yard till you hear it clap. They be like shit, young nigga damn. I know it's hard to believe the fact. Give me that. I'm finna go take the city back. Run up some numbers, you need any products. Just hit up the line, I'ma bring it back. Top it like Chris, make nigga dance. Stomp through the yard till you hear it clap. They be like shit, young nigga damn. I know it's hard to believe the fact. Give me that. I'm finna go take the city back. Run up some numbers, you need any products. Just hit up the line, I'ma bring it back. Top it like Chris, make nigga dance. Stomp through the yard till you hear it clap. They be like shit, young nigga damn. I know it's hard to believe the fact.